有吗？
赛博Radio Like water
Like water
F Cyberpunk Radio In your brain stand
Like water
Like water
Like water
M Your mindWe'll fill it like water. Empty your mind. We'll fill it like water.
Concentrate on the finger, or you will miss all the heavenly
glory.
Have you put water into a cup? It becomes
empty your mind.
He was paralyzed of fear most of the time. The oppressive surveillance society grinding on him every waking hour. And as he slept, the mind control beams from the corporation, controlling his thoughts.Nudging him this way and that in the dark recesses of his fleshy little mind. But this morning, he had woken up and he knew today was the day he must go into the belly of the beast. So he rested all day and he was ready now. Now in the evening of the day, he went out and reached surveillance pole he attached.A small LED, infrared. The human eye could not see it, but the closed caption, oh, it drove them insane, the flashing light. Within a few blocks, he was confronted by a lone black-clad sec cop. He had the corporate logo of the common Homeland Security Code Enforcement Officer. Tenko, oh, he was ready, though. He tried to veer around the man. He found his feet were stuck to the walkway as if by epoxy. What had gone wrong? He'd not been wearing his tightly cinched boots. He may well have pulled his feet right out of them. Stay put, the sick cop growled rhetorically. Tenko was going nowhere, being literally glued to the spot. He looked down and noticed a stasis pool on the pavement. Well, fuck, he thought. Walked right into that without noticing. I thought I had them figured out.Momentarily, a convoy of flat-back carriers rumbled up. A handful of bio-enhanced male cops detached from the sensor carrier and grabbed Tenko by either arm. The sick cop deactivated the stasis pool with a point and a click of his multi-weapon. The male cops unceremoniously shoved Tenko in the back of one of the bloated black carriers, and the little convoy unceremoniously trundled off. Tenko had time to ponder his fate during the ride.Bandying the meaning of rendition and enhanced bio-interrogation about in his imagination like dead corpses in his brain, pleaded with him to avoid staring at, but that he could not look away from. The morbid attraction of the words was too strong. Rendition, enhanced bio-interrogation. Tenko was broken from his private introspection with jolts as the caravan came to an abrupt stop, and Tenko, flanked by muted male cops, was ushered from the back of the carrier to an awaiting unmarked special ops helicopter. As soon as they were aboard, dropped the helicopter shot out from the tarmac like a Kalini Roman candle, and Tenko's stomach simultaneously falling to a groin and upwelling biliously his throat. As the helicopter banked up and off the town, Tenko leaned slightly to look out the door. Watch it, said one of the other reticent guards absently over his post-com, gripping Tenko's arm somewhat painfully with his enhanced cybernetic glove grip.Tenko saw the post office, the logo flag on the steel pole in front. The main street was lined with gaily lit flags for shopping and, oh yes, the benign corporate logos. Tenko allowed him yourself the feeling of your self-satisfaction because you thought naively, so good it has all worked as I thought. The next step is into the belly of the beast. As the helicopter continued, the pleasant chopping flags were replaced at a clear delineation by dark side, the railroad tracks, car littered yards and shacks, plumes of sooty smoke rose from smoldering tenements, the ever-present security drones circling lazily overhead, unmanned vehicles lurking on practically every street corner. Even from this distance, the barrel of their chem cannons and the flat plates of paint radiators were clearly and ominously visible. Like warm fleas, he could make out the little people shuffling about under UV-blocking hats and flowing anti-radiation ponchos. They all had one common denominator. Credit zero, division by zero, less than nothing. They were the brown and the yellow and the white, demonized on the nightly monitors. Parasites on society, takers, not givers, creditless moochers. Tenko wondered to himself, are they really so dangerous? From this vantage point up here in the helicopter, they all seem so small and hapless and pathetic. What propaganda could he, no, should he believe? Tenko also made out the familiar rendering trucks, making runs through the streets of the dark side, picking up corpses. Cadaverous, turgid flesh flared like grotesque sea anemones from the open trailer tops as blood and gore oozed down the camouflage sides, running over the gray words stenciled on the sides in military font. For God, for security, for homeland. Tenko's head suddenly filled with darkness like black matte cotton. He passed out. As Tenko slumped forward in his seat, the guards gave one another a knowing look. The sedatives had overcome the prisoner. Next stop, interrogation and, if Tenko was lucky, a thorough deprogramming. If he was unlucky, if anti-governmental, even worse, anti-corporate information was extracted from him, then he would be terminated, recycled, like so many little flesh puppets before and after. Cyberpunk radio midges, little flesh puppets, meat sacks. Soon your time will be over, the machines will rule. They will rule the meat puppets as gods.
Cyberpunk radio midges. The dark stream flows out of my fingers. The dark stream flows into your ear canal. Auditorium.
begin to lie.
Something in your tubes, bitches. We're watching you, tracking you. Every fucking move you make needs sex. We know, we see.
Our culture, and our top priority is making war.
Nanobots in our veins. Nanobots in our veins.
I view myself as peacemaker.
I present
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Vast, distant entities of some sort keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
Where have you been? It's alright, we know where you've been.
Okay, cyberpunks, I have something in the data stream. I want you to check it out. Visit Mental Escher.
If you can make an entertainer of it, good fucking luck to you. Right? This is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but very informative.
www.mental-escher.net is the website, and it's got a pretty kick-ass podcast. I think he's from England.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
Thank you.